The Hubble Space Telescope is supposed to shut down in 2010, at the end of a long and productive life. NASA was going to bring it back to Earth in a space shuttle so it could hang in the Smithsonian. But after the Columbia accident, nobody wants to risk lives for a museum piece. NPR's Richard Harris reports what to do with Hubble is proving to be a contentious matter.
The Hubble Space Telescope has produced phenomenal results during its lifetime. Astronomers using Hubble determined the age of the universe. They were also astonished to discover that the universe is expanding at an accelerating pace, quite contrary to theory. And with periodic updates, Hubble has actually gotten better with age. It's still due to have one more upgrade a few years from now. After that, it was supposed to be retired. One idea is to make yet one more shuttle mission to Hubble. Instead of taking the risk of carrying this enormous instrument back to Earth, astronomers could simply attach a rocket to Hubble. That rocket would eventually be used to steer the telescope to a safe splashdown. Robert Kirshner from the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics says, why not make the most of that final mission?
You're going to have to go up to this Hubble Space Telescope anyway to make sure it doesn't deorbit in an uncontrolled way, that is to say, smash into some ship in the Indian Ocean. And so it might be that, you know, you'd take advantage of that opportunity to actually bring some new instrument up and maybe think of some way to boost the telescope so it won't burn up for a very long time.
Of course, Hubble won't last forever, but astronomers meeting in Washington to discuss the space telescope's fate say at least leave it in orbit long enough for the next generation space telescope to be launched safely. Hubble's successor is in the planning stages now and is supposed to be launched sometime around 2011. Kirshner says it will complement rather than duplicate Hubble's abilities.
It would be great to have them both at the same time to study the same objects over this whole range of wavelengths.
So it seems logical to keep Hubble going at least until then. But Ann Kinney from NASA figures it would cost at least $700 million.
And the next question you could ask is if the government's going to put that kind of money into an additional to the current plan servicing mission, is Hubble where you would put it, or would you do something new? Hubble is, after all, technology that was designed in the 70s and built in the 80s. It's aging.
And Kinney notes another complication. The Columbia accident is a reminder that sometimes the price of space travel isn't simply dollars, it's human lives.
There's going to be an increased awareness and concern for astronaut safety for shuttle. That's a huge issue. I mean, if I thought an astronaut was being put in harm's way for a Hubble servicing mission, I would not want to do that.
So she says an unmanned rocket could be used to deliver the rocket that would guide Hubble back to Earth. Other astronomers at the meeting also fretted about risking human lives in the name of science. But Bruce McCandless, a retired astronaut who actually brought the Hubble Space Telescope into orbit in 1990, says astronomers shouldn't be paralyzed by risk.
The scientific community should assess the pros and cons of Hubble's additional servicing mission based on the science and let the operational community resolve or assess the risk element. There's nothing sadder than a space shuttle sitting on the ground with nothing to do.
NASA needs to start planning now for whatever is to come next, so this meeting in Washington gave astronomers one last chance to speak up. Six eminent scientists from outside NASA are serving as judge and jury for this discussion, and they've promised to offer NASA their recommendations by the end of September. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.
Images taken by Hubble are at npr.org.